Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
I am.
I am, too. I'm glad you are. I am excited to know more about putting the kingdom of God in number one priority. And I'm really excited to find out how automatically and effortlessly things come to me. What does that mean?
Well, that's a promise from the original language that Jesus provided. He said, put the kingdom of God first and everything else, and the everything else was shelter and food and in abundance will come to you. It's where the prosperity, American kind of prosperity gospel or prosperity movement came from, was a focus on that. And I began looking at that and think, wow, that is what he said. And that's his promise. And I believe it. And I believe that one of the reasons I haven't experienced that kind of abundance has to do with my own preconceived ideas and my own limits I've placed on what could be mine, so to speak. But if we put the kingdom first, which is going to Dad about everything, he will guide us and lead us about everything.
So that's what putting the kingdom of God first means to you, is to go to Dad with about everything?
That's what it means to me.
You know, it's funny. I have to say that I have a little bit of experience with that prosperity movement, or whatever you want to call it, that swept the world and continues to do so in like the wave at a football game as it goes around the arena.
That's not what I have, because to me, that movement is focused, it's putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. To me, that's where it misses. It's focused. You know, people accuse me of focusing on healing.
Okay.
And I don't, actually. I focus on Dad and say, okay, somebody comes to me because they've heard that I'm a healer. Okay, so what I then do is go to Ted and say, hey, what about this? And I listen, and I don't do anything until I know what his will is in the situation. It's never that he doesn't, it's not his will to heal. I may seem like I'm going way far afield, but to me, it's really the same thing. It's when you, instead of focusing on prosperity, mm-hmm. you focus on the source of all prosperity, then the prosperity comes automatically and effortlessly. And I will say to you that every time I have failed in the prosperity end of things, it's because I was putting out all kinds of effort. I wasn't listening. I wasn't thinking. And I can give you a perfect example of that. And it has to do with your and my relationship.
Okay.
To me, you're one of the brightest guys in the world, both in business and in a couple of other arenas, but you're also one of the most spiritual guys I know. And whenever you and I have gotten off of our spiritual bent and instead have moved towards making a buck, so to speak, because we're both good businessmen, we both have instincts for dealing with people and helping people reach their goals, and you love it.
Yep.
Well, it's mine as well. Okay, now then, when I, and as long as I do that, I'm focused on that, but I'm focused first and foremost on what Dad is telling me to do, then I come out like a genius with people who want my help in their business. And what I've always failed to do while helping other people become enormously successful in their business is forgotten how to make myself enormously successful because I haven't made my desires known. I'd get an idea from Dad, and then I'd go pursue the idea instead of pursuing his guidance with the idea.
Guilty. I wear that remark.
Yes, okay. And that's why I mentioned
you.
Well,
because it's such a great idea.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, everything we've been doing of late, it's miraculous. The site is miraculous. The group of people we're attracting is miraculous because we refused, either one of us refused to do one step without both of us going to Dad and saying, is this what we're supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, right or wrong?
100% right, yeah.
So it is, when I wrote that piece, I was really going in deeply and saying, wait a minute, all this preaching and pontificating about something, this one I don't know anything about. He just reminded me, that's all right, I don't know anything about anything else either.
The way you present it as the one thing, it smacks of a singular truth. And singular truths are something that tend to get pulled down very quickly.
Yeah, and I do that too often. I know that. You know, in fact, the book that is, I think, kind of next up for you to publish is Seven Secrets. Yep. You know, here's the first secret. Here's the next secret. But in each one of those, it's like for the first time in my life, and I've been around for, you know, lowly's, 3/4 of a century, for the first time in my life, I know I'm going to be prosperous. And that has to do with making sure, step by step, I get direction and not do anything. Because every time I've lost, and one of the things that I've really seen is how I've mismanaged, and it's based on the fact that I get an excellent idea. And I get it from going to Dad and saying, boy, what about this? And I get this great idea from Dad, and then I go off and make plans, and, you know, I can almost hear you nodding your head yes to this one.
I do the same. I do the one exact same thing, because the idea so excites me, I have to run out and do right away rather than stop and ask, gee, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And I tend to get frustrated. So, for example, I recently, maybe as much as 9-10 months ago, I received a brilliant idea. I talked to, 4 or 5 people about it, and none of them seemed interested. And one guy I figured for sure would be interested in this business idea because I needed technical assistance to actually pull it off. I went to the same guy 3 times. And every time I went to him, he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. Yeah, okay, that's nice. And then one day he came to me with something totally different. He said, I don't want to do what I'm doing anymore. I said, well, what about doing it this way instead? And I presented the same idea. I presented to him 3 times, and he was ecstatic about it. So just because you get a good idea doesn't mean that its time is now.
Exactly.
You've only got half the information. You've only got one part of it. You have to keep going back and keep going back and keep going back until you know not just the what, but there's the how, and there's the when, and there's the who, and there's the what if, and there's the what do I do in this moment? So it comes back to your central core message. Go back and ask again and again and again and again, which you very well state in the second half of the article. The kingdom of God is within you. Don't go here. Don't go there. Stop listening to the radio or the television. Stop listening to the guy standing behind the pulpit. Go to the source now, this moment, and get the information that you need. And I love it. It's so simple.
Well, I think the reason you love it is because we're proving it. In our first 21-day challenge,
yeah,
somewhere along, I think maybe it was the 17th day or something, you got it so strongly that you put up a post-it, I think, somewhere on your refrigerator or your computer or somewhere. It says, you know, Dad, is what I'm doing now, is this what I'm supposed to be doing, or what am I supposed to be doing now?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's right in front of me, I'll tell you. It says, is this what you are supposed to be doing? Big question mark. Right underneath, underlined, it's Ask Dad. Because I don't know. I've got 20 things to get done in a day. Which one has to be done first? Which one doesn't even need to be done? Which one is the best? I'm clueless. You know, I don't know how many time management classes I took. At one time I worked with a large conglomerate, and every year they would send us on a time management course, and we would get a new time management binder. This was before the advent of the laptop and the personal computer. Not everybody at the company had those yet, so we got books, and we were taught how to prioritize and how to mark down tasks and how to schedule and so on and so forth over and over and over and over again. And you know what? I don't think it made the company function any better. I really don't. I was well organized, but was I actually accomplishing things? Was I actually getting the results that the company wanted, well, I'd have to say it's 50-50.
Do you remember that management by objectives, MBO? Do you remember that?
I remember the book, you bet. Yeah.
It's the same thing. We can get ideas, or we start prioritizing. I've seen companies go down the drain managing by objectives, you know, because the objectives they set are totally wrong for the company.
Right.
And that's how I've mismanaged my life.
You're saying that businesses should not be run based on the flavor of the day tip of managed by the minute or managed by objectives or Six Sigma or any of those sort of things. You telling me that the correct way to manage any enterprise is to get on your face and ask Dad? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm telling you that any enterprise I'm involved in, that is my only source. Period.
Now, hold on a second there. Are you suggesting to me that the creator of the universe actually gives 2 cents about your business endeavors?
No, I don't think he does. I think he cares about every aspect of my life. What he has promised, if we believe that Jesus was connected enough to the source, that while he was around, he was giving us the straight scoop from the source. I have to believe that.
Yeah.
And what he said was, look, you put the kingdom of God first, and all this other stuff that you think you want will come. And it comes automatically. In the original, it's the same word that we get automatically from, effortlessly from. He said, stop worrying about it. And he uses as an example the birds of the air. You know, do they need to worry about food? Do they need to? No, it comes to them. Don't you think your perfect daddy in the spirit realm cares for you far more than a sparrow? And it's like, what's the matter with you? Go to dad.
Later on in the article, you talk about what is it to you, or actually you're quoting Jesus, you got parentheses here, what is it to you what I tell anyone else? You come and follow me. And you basically claiming that he's speaking for the creator of the universe when he says that. He's not speaking for Jesus the man, and that's instructions for everybody. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
You bet. Oh, and by the way, I want to take off with that little piece you just added so that people know where I come from. And that is that Jesus said, the things you see me do, these aren't my works, they're the works of my dad. It's such an important distinction. And when we finally see that, and then we begin to understand that he is saying that we need to get to that same place, so then what he is saying, and I believe it's the creator of the universe speaking through him, just like I believe right this moment that the creator of the universe is speaking through me, wow, he said, what difference does it make to you what I'm saying to somebody else? He's saying this to Peter. Peter says, well, yeah, well, what about him? And he said, what's that to you? What difference does it make what I said to him? You come and follow me. That's it. That's the core of everything we're saying on this website, the core of everything we're saying about going directly to the source. Jesus is saying that source is available to you right now. Go there. You
right.
Don't have to listen to us. Go to him.
What you just said might help a lot of the people who read the Bible and say that that's God's word for me, when in reality, it's not. Especially in the Old Testament with the books of Judges, where the prophet would come and speak to the people of Israel. And modern-day Christians take that on and say, well, he's speaking to me. Well, that's for me. That's a message for me. Well, are you sure? Jesus said pretty clearly here, no, it's not for you. Go get your message. Get your own message.
You know, you brought up something that I had said in a previous podcast about, sorry, Lord, I can't meet with you right now, but pastor's having a Bible study, and I'm late, so I'll see you later, you know. And that's how ludicrous it is. You know,
yeah.
Here is the creator of the universe is offering himself to all of us, You know, Jeremiah, let's quote Jeremiah. Wonderful. He says, you will seek me and you will find me, me meaning the Creator, when you search for me with all of your heart. Oh, wait a minute, I got to go sit in the pew and listen to somebody else, or I got to read another one of Brad Cullen's articles, because, boy, that really moves me. Hey, I'm so thankful that I'm used, but if I'm leading you anywhere other than to go direct to Him, you're not reading me correctly. Quit it. Go to Him. That's what we're saying right now, isn't it?
That is.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Well, I want to say you're wrong just because I'm obstinate, but you're absolutely right.
Listen, Ryan, I don't care what I say to you. You always want to take the opposite. It takes so long to get there sometimes. You always start off saying, oh, whoa, I'm really happy. And about 10 minutes later, you're trying to rip me up to shreds. You're finally right now. You said, because you're obstinate. That's the deal. I'm not obstinate. I said, go to Dad. Quit arguing with me. Dang it.
And I'm going to do that. So with that, I say good night. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm going to go spend some time with my dad.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.